They profiled me as genius, naive, off the charts, wanting to believe that all people are good and therefore will bite any bread that goes that way. I want to pose questions, not give answers, pose questions, to gather people that are cross-disciplined, critical thinkers to solve problems in our world. That's the point of the Matrix story. There's your code. So that's interesting that now it's happening. It's happening. All kinds of people like yourself. Claire.
With the COVID-19 virus crisis and the number of casualties with the flu, if you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your immunities by now, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense, and for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight viruses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe as long as you are taking high-quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exist. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. Fourth, as Dr. Chu Li stated on a previous show, COVID-19 creates massive amounts of free radicals, which is causing organ failure for those with weaker immune systems. So now it becomes clear you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with black seed oil and curcumin. Why black seed oil and curcumin? Because these two ingredients are the absolute best at supporting C60 to fight viruses and to improve your immune system. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful for building your immunities. And it's now available in gel capsules and by diffuser for more serious needs. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use the current coupons to save money when you buy. Patrons also receive a 10% discount. You can find that code at patreon.com/sarahwestall. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do.
Why are they, do they think you will fall for that? I mean, because...
That's a great question. Look at me and how I come across. They profiled me as genius, naive, off the charts, wanting to believe that all people are good and therefore will bite any bread that goes that way.
That's a good analysis of most scientists and artists and things that are genius level.
You want to lift and bring them together to evolve humanity. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's how they take advantage of people. Okay, so it is kind of weird, all this stuff. One thing that I've noticed is a lot of people who are in the public eye who are very, very aggressive, wanting to be on top, have this other side to them. And are a little nuts. You know, they can be nuts. Not all of them. So you got to find the ones who aren't. And there's a lot of crazy people out there, and I'm learning that. And so it's a landmine. They take advantage of people like you, but it's the pattern of behavior that I really want to get to, because I think that's what people need to understand. And so you started talking about a bunch of these things. And, you know, I've talked to other whistleblowers. I see this pattern. I'm going to have an interview with James Fetzer, who is like barred from everything on social media. But he, again, that same pattern of behavior that I'm seeing. And I want people to see this pattern of behavior and start to be able to identify it, because that's the key for us to be able to take this down.
Go ahead. Okay, here you go. This will give you an example, because it was so touching and so amazing. Yesterday, like, all these people are contacting me now, right? It's like, Sarah, it's like this. I feel like I ran this marathon, right? 33-year marathon. And it was isolation, alienation, trash. And now I'm coming down this home stretch, and it's lined with people and critical thinkers and people cheering. And I'm being lifted like nuts right now. It's almost like that Longfellow poem, you know, like the sun comes home or whatever. It's like, I feel like I'm lifted up on arms right now, all constantly contacted, constantly celebrated, constantly lifted. It's overwhelming. But here, out of it comes this man. I get contacted by a Stephen Schiller, who's a top actor from Canada, right? And he's calling me. He's telling me, Tom, you had a provided wife. I had a provided wife. You got taken care of advantage of this way. I did too. You got gang stalked with the cars peering. I did too. We just had a total match. So what we're looking at now is the start of getting a playbook out there for people, where identical experiences are now starting to connect, right? And we're getting to a point where we can now put it forward to you, where it's like you're saying, it's great you're doing this. Very critical thing. Very well done. Match, 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 match. to back everything for critical thinkers, right? And that's really cool. We're entering this time now where we're now coming together. And I want to share something with you that goes along with this. The whole point of the immortals, right? I'm coming out of that experience with Robert's group. They said that, you know, it's over. Your life is over. As you know, you're done for. Don't even try to get a job or try to make a difference. You're done. You're finished. It's over. And instead, I turned Whisper Through Art, what I knew about Robert's organization. Come green groomed to the top, so I know a lot. And that's been a danger to them, right? So destroy him and anything he gets. But the point is, in that work, if you have a genus or a code in the matrix, they talk about the code in the matrix. All right. It's actually called the Immortals. Wachowski's the only one stuck matrix. They had 346 other titles. But the whole thing is this. In the Immortals was a call to people that were critical thinkers, experts in their fields, compassionate, you know, service-oriented. The call is this, to gather those people. I call them remnant. In fact, Trinity in our piece is called remnant, and Monique, remnant. It's both biblical terms, right? But remnant precedes the idea of gathering people who can get a sense of, I want to meet the author. I want to come together. I want to have questions. I want to pose questions, not give answers, pose questions, to gather people that are cross-disciplined critical thinkers to solve problems in our world. That's the point of the Matrix story. There's your code. So that's interesting that now it's happening. It's happening. All kinds of people like yourself.
They're coming. Now, they say that a lot of people are, you know, came out and said the Matrix was this foretelling. They always tell you things before it's going to happen and all this stuff. And I don't see it. That I never bought into that. But a lot of people do.
It's not intended that way. No. It's intended to pose questions. It leaves a lot of the backstory out. I intended this. You know, that's why the Wachowskis didn't understand it. You know, obviously that's Christian messages. It is intended there, right? I mean, the only way you complete the formula and balance the equation is put Christ at the end. That's the only historic figure that fits, right? So if they take Christ out, because obviously they're atheists and Warner Brothers are Jewish, which is fine, but they don't want my ending. So they put Neo in the role of the Christ when they said before by tank or something that Neo can't die. They just wrecked it up more incongruency. Where it doesn't make sense, they took out the relationship with the daughter with Neo. It's not impactful. They made the robot-like agents into robots in the program. Thanks, Joel Silver. That was dumb. It just takes out the whole meaning and depth of it, right? That's why we have the copyright that precedes them. We can make it the way it was with all the 109 matches. But point being, they ruined the ending. They ruined it, right? It's supposed to be Neo's daughter, who he lost earlier, returning to him at the end and pointing to the sun with a killer line that the audience goes, now I get it. Now I get it. It wasn't the Smith that rescued his daughter from the flames. It was the Christ. Woo! That was what it's supposed to be.
Oh, and they don't want Christ part of Hollywood. It's not supposed to be like that. They don't want love. They don't want this incredible abundance of love and integrity and everything else that embodies.
Here's your visual. This will sum it up. Ready? Here's the script. Here's the spine. Here's being ripped out. Blood, guts, and gore. Wachowski's version. Put it back the way it's supposed to be, and you have an elegant piece. Not to toot a horn. It really was perfected. So, yeah.
So, now, are you going to are you going to come out with new pieces and things so that people can follow your work? Because I know, you know, this is... Go ahead.
I got 14 more. That's why my last living son is alive. They didn't kill him like they killed my other two boys because they said I have a contact on tape saying they know you're concerned for your last son's safety. That's supposed to keep me in line and not come and talk to people like yourself. But I'm going to. I have no choice but to go down this path because that will make my son actually safe. See? And my son made that amazing tribute piece that gets tears every time for me. An amazing tribute piece. That spells out in 2 minutes everything I say in hours and hours of, you know, speaking. Amazing, which is on the web, Rapid Wising. But the thing is that, I want to address your question. Go ahead. Pose your question again.
How much money is on the line for you and for them? And I realize it's more than money for them. It's also power. But how much are we talking about?
Billions now. Billions. That's why Matrix 4 is being rushed right now. I got run down by a car, survived, so they took my last son out. With a car. After we had talked on the phone, he said, be careful, the next day he's dead. See, that's how they play. They go for shock value, right? And the thing is this, I'm worth billions now, billions. And this top firm I just talked to today while I'm wearing the suit. No, I'm wearing the suit to meet you and impress you. But the thing is—
Yeah, don't lie now.
Well, I can make it that way, but I get it in my head.
No, don't lie and say you're wearing the suit because you met with the attorneys. I mean, come on.
I wanted to try a lie in the first of my life. I want to try the first lie. I'm not very good at it. So how am I doing? That's my first lie in my life.
not too bad. Let's keep going.
But make it real. Anyway. So yeah, so I just met these attorneys. Like, oh my God, this is amazing. We're blown away. And this is a top firm. It was like they looked like the firm from Meet Joe Black, and it was Anthony Hopkins I'm talking to, the main guy with all the other guys there. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, present what you got. Yeah, you know, I'm like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, oh my God. And they're like, give me a card. Okay, you're protected. Hold this card up anytime. It's like I was in a movie. It's really cool. So I'm walking right out of that. Well, but the thing is that I got protection now. But I'm worth a billion. I'm worth over a billion. That's why the Wachowskis are
rusty. And remember. Okay, I'm going to give you a little thing. Remember, and the lawyers are probably watching this, they have something in this. If they think you're worth a billion and they can get to it for you, they have a lot of money to make. So that's probably why they care so much. And I don't care, and you shouldn't care if it's because of the money, because if it's really there, then they're going to fight like heck. And hopefully they're good character along with wanting to make money. Well, but you just careful. Remember, you know, be careful. Yeah.
Right. Sarah, you're right, because
I'm not telling you something that probably you haven't thought about at this point.
No, go ahead. It's so funny because those of us that are actually real guys that really, you know, see equally with women and stuff like that, and we're like, you know, really nice people, we're shoved under the carpets, and you have only these guys competing and clamoring for, you know, really classy women out in front there, and it's like the rest of us are just buried and dead. But the thing is that, I'm the kind of guy that would be like, okay, I don't want any money. I just want my boy safe and name credit. That's it. And I've been saying that at times. So I really do need to get a grip on it now, because my son will be, Dad, listen, we're worth a ton now. He even puts it in this video, that tribute video you'll see. You know, he puts it in there. We're worth $800 million to a billion. They bragged about it in court. They bragged about how much we're worth, right? Yeah. In fact, there's a statement by their lead attorney, Burrow, who says, she says in the deposition with me, right? She goes, oh, given the fact that you wrote The Matrix, oops, strike that. It was just so funny. She actually said that, right? But anyway, the thing is, yes, yeah, worth a billion. And it's like they're saying that. And now it's like dagger in one hand, contract in the other, where they're like ready to take me out. At the same time, I'm considered an asset. And now they want the real life story. They're like these different attorneys. Keep going like, oh, I got mind blown. You know, they keep saying this. Not the ones today, they were classy. But these other ones are going like from Hollywood, like, oh my God, the real life story is where the real money is. Your real life story is going to captivate audiences. They're going to be blown away with all the evidence you got and everything. And that's what they're talking about, the real life story. But the studios are starting to do overtures. Like, we were supposed to actually talk to Bob Iger yesterday. He had his assistant say that we were going to have a meeting to talk and consult. That's the top of Disney, right? And we got the phone times and messages to show it to his office. And then he does this thing with clearing his lower echelon pedophiles out of Disney in the article we just saw from New York Times or Post, right? He clears it out during the time he's supposed to call us back. And then he says he's not going to call us back. So he just simply covered his butt by taking time saying he's going to negotiate with us and then cuts it off. That's Bob Iger. So the thing is that we're dealing with people, studios now want to have a contract. And here's the deal. Here's why, Sarah. The first one that gets the deal, right, the overtures that gets the deal, they can cleanse their part out of the real life story. They cleanse it out. Everybody else takes the fall in the guillotine, and they make a fortune off the story they helped forge, which was a horror story. See? So my family ends up having dinner with Patrick, lead attorney who was one of the architects for destroying my family and my sons and having them dead, for Thanksgiving dinner in this plan they have. Because they don't do settlements. They do arrangements. See? Arrangements don't suggest dirty hands. Arrangements say there's something, doing something nice for you. We're helping you. Settlement means we're guilty. We're doing something for you. We're going to make this right. Arrangements is the arrangement with Stephanie Tanner, right, to replace Becca, was I was going to raise alpacas in Idaho. Well, that's great. That doesn't really interest me. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah. And I think that the money at the end of the day isn't as important, although you want that money. Isn't as important as to having integrity and doing what's right, right? I mean, because that's how we're going to win.
Right. And the whole world's gonna change. Yeah. The whole world will change.
The world is changing.
How many people were affected by the Matrix story? And that's the ripped off version. But you got the gist of the story because all the visuals that they thought were cool, the Wachowskis lift and put in the storyboard, and that's what's on set from their shooting with my script and the storyboard. That's why the debate of whether to blow up the Matrix, they said everybody's saying it because, yeah, they should have. Anybody worth their salt that had a brain should blow it up. If you ripped out my spine of the story and you have it on set, it's not going to hold together with my exact ending anymore. Little girl pointing to the sun at the end, embracing and pointing to the sun, that's like a poof ending. If you put it back the way I have it, where it's actually his daughter, the stakes were high. He lost his daughter, had to use the memories of Smith, access that to replace, lose his own, to access the dome by using those memories while he's watching Smith elated and his feelings of elation of hurting and burning his family and his young daughter. That's the way he's accessing those memories, and it's torturing him. And at the end, he's reunited with that poor daughter after experiencing all that, sees the Christ figure facing off, renewing the earth. And then she points to the sun and says, Daddy, that's the man that pulled me out of the fire. Now the audience is going, instead of going, poof.
Well, now, so who is this Smith character? So is the Smith character someone who's fighting the architect, or
no?
Is he not? Because I heard you talk about that he's not a true robot.
No, he's not. He's a real person in the program. See, what happened was, look at this, Sarah, watch this. What happens is, here you go, right here. It's right from the script. Here you go. Here's a gem for you. Look at this right here on the pink slip. See the pink slip? Okay, ready?
Yeah, I see the pink slip. I can't see what it says.
Now, you see the words? The words say...
He seems robot-like on his...
Bingo.
On his eyes flick.
Yeah. Flick to the left. The eye-flicking thing there, too. So the agents are robot-like. Now, there's an article with Silver talking to the suits. His name is Bob. Well, oh, my God, it just dawned on me. He's probably talking to Bob Iger. Oh, my God. And there's a revelation right there. Okay. So he's talking to Bob, right? And, oh, wow, this is crazy. Thank you for that. He's talking to Bob, and he's telling Bob in this article, which is quoted, Bob, you're not getting it. It's robots in the program. Nah, Joel Silver, you didn't get it. It's not robots in the program. It's robot-like agents who are real life in the program. That raises the stakes so much higher. I think intellects would say it raises the stakes because you're not allowed to show fear. Yes, there's a room of monitors. If you show any kind of fear, you're killed instantly. You're terminated. And that's why they have the scene where Smith is interrogating Morpheus and he pulls the earpiece, right? And then the agent comes in, Sarah, and goes like this. No, no, no. That's so juvenile. In mine, if you have that thing pulled from you, if you disconnect, terminate it. No questions barred. But in mine, the Smith agent does disconnect and they're given orders to let him be because it serves the architect's need to transfer over to the new power of stimulus for his mind, which is the pure power of worship. So keep tracking that, but that's the main theme, is the architect's need to have a stimulus to satisfy that intellectual, you know, development of his mind, that it doesn't atrophy. That's why you need a balance of the equation, which requires free will and untainted humanity set aside at Zion. That's it.
Wow, okay. And so you have all these other screenplays and all these other things. You're going to do plays. You're going to do, because I think people are tired of Hollywood. They had the lowest ratings at the Oscars.
I don't want
we're just tired of the BS. We're tired of the fact that we know there's pedophiles. We know, you know, the Weinstein character was a ugly character. His insides are ugly, ugly, ugly. And he's powerful. He doesn't have enough strength, the character, to handle the power that he has and turns into that.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we
right.
follow that.
Right.
And so people are turning away from Hollywood. So I think people would follow somebody more like you who is has integrity and it's truth. And I think there's a lot of artists in Hollywood, or not even in Hollywood, just artists in general, who are clamoring for real quality and want to get past Hollywood because it's killing, it's stifling creativity. Yeah.
Can I do it one for smart, classy women right now, since I introduced it in Trinity characters and things like that? Here's one for the smart, classy women in our world. Here's one for you. Here's my thing that I think should be done with these archaic Stone Age men out there in Hollywood. Joel Silver, Spielberg, Mike Lang, apparently Iger. So here's what I think. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Cut them out. They're not needed. Let the artists do the work. I'm sitting on 14 screenplays better than The Matrix. Of course I am. I wrote this thing in 93. It was a door opener. I've got 14 different genre-rich, layered things that will blow them away. That, of course, they never understand what the people they supply to steal it, because they don't pick people to steal it that are smart. They pick people to steal it that are loyal and want to be given stuff to save their careers. So you're not going to get the cream of the crop taking it and rendering it. You're going to get the garbage that should be shoved out, taking it and rendering it. And the rest of us are like losing our breath back here going, let us bring our work forward, right? Now, here's the cool thing. We cut these guys out. Let's put them out in the back in their caves, right? Let's have smart women and smart men, and they're cut out. We don't need these middle fat guys anymore. They're ugly, as you said. They're gross. Get them out of the picture. Let's have artists unite and create great work in a shared process we're not trying to be all spooky and freaked out and paranoid about each other, what we're going to take and use and how we're going to get women to be with us and riches. Let's actually go around the idea of servicing humanity with things that stimulate it and take us down the path where we value all life and we lift each other and get up that hill of life and develop into benevolent beings that don't even consider hurting one another or taking from one another. We only consider helping each other up. If you have a need, I'm there. If you have a need, you're there. That's the world it's going to generate. And that's what I talk about. Yeah. So we don't need these other kids.
Well, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Well, now you, there's other people that have claimed to be, there's a Sophia woman. I haven't tracked this. I really haven't been following this, but my understanding is that she has some legitimate claims as well. Do you think that they stole from multiple screenplays or what?
They did borrow materials from different sources, but Sophia Stewart, I have this explained to me. Sophia Stewart was a plant. See, what they do is they draw from certain target areas, USC, U.S., you know, Southern California, University of Southern California, that's their go-to, give us somebody to, you know, we'll pull you out of there, you a loyalty, alumni, a loyalty, and so you always draw from there to get your shills, right, your people who are going to blow smoke, and they do this like, it's like Goebbels in World War II, first person to claim, everybody's going to run to like sheep and go, oh, they did it, say it enough, they're going to believe it, so when the real authors finally, they're clueless, get a clue and are clued in, they're like, wait, that is my work. No. We have a guy that's been, our lady has been established for a long time. She looks like the Oracle, so you don't have a chance. She was supplied. And with this altered carbon out right now, which is exactly
how do
Joel
you
Silver
know that?
From, I'm contacted.
How do you know
I'm told
she was
by well, you're what okay. You did brilliantly when you opened the program. Let's go back to what you said in the program when you opened. By saying what I know, I sound nuts. And I can see right now the stream would be going like, yeah, it sounds nuts. Okay, great. Well, whatever. But the thing is that that's intended. So they actually tell you, Sarah, they have contacts that are like attorneys with Disney, contacts that work with Joel Silver. There's factions here. Spielberg contact just spilled all this evidence to us. He switched sides. So cool. But the thing is this. So it's all switching now. They follow the carrot on the stick. So now they're following this carrot on the stick. Now I'm considered, woohoo, going to win. Right? So now they're coming to my side. So what's happening is they're giving me all the information. Now it's not a matter to make me look nuts. Originally it was. Now it's a matter to feed me the actual information so I don't fall into the pitfall. Profit me, you know, the carrot on the stick. So what we got is Sophia Stewart was supplied to be the first claimant. And if you look at what's happening right now, since I came forward and have a legitimate claim and I have the evidence off the charts, right, with everything I'm showing, copyright and everything preceding their copyright, which I can just make that film.
Can I post some of this on my website as well that you sent me?
Post anything you want. Post okay. The mole on my left arm. I don't care. Do whatever you want, right? Do whatever you want. So here you go. Go ahead. Which I'm now starting to think I wore the suit for you. But the thing is that you've got this Sophia Stewart who's planted. And now that I've come forward, they don't want me to be the last claimant either. Since I've come forward, I have to be the middle child, right? So as soon as I'm coming forward and getting traction – where we're like on that finish line now where attorneys are going to go, oh my God, you've got this. You really do got this. You're going to win, right? We have the pathway totally set. Now they surface these guys in-house again from Marvel Comics, not to ruffle feathers, but excuse me, these two guys from Marvel Comics on the inside suddenly raised up and said that they created this stuff. What? Hello, get a clue, people. Because it's like, I mean, those that are not critical thinkers think. It's like, they're surfaced now, so I'm the middle child. Now I'm like, obviously, don't look at this guy. He's a fly in the ointment because we got a first claimant and last claimants. Well, they're all in-house. I'm not in-house. And I've lost a trail of attrition that's off the walls. They don't have murdered sons. They don't have daughters being taken away embedded. They don't have a wife being taken by Mike Lang himself, the architect of intellectual property acquisition, right, strategy for, taking them on my birthday. So I've got the trail. And I just happen to have the factual proof that can be posted. So that's why you need a Sophia Stewart to make a first claim and a well-rewarded and comfortably set of boys from the Ukraine that were Marvel Comics. Yeah, you have to have it in-house because then you can take profits off of that claim, right? So you bring in potential feasible claims from in-house, and then in case that gets traction, you profit in-house. I'm not in-house.
So how can people get hold of you? Can they see this stuff? I'll have this up with the episode on my website.
Well, let me ask
but where else can they follow this story and see your information and all that stuff?
Well, let me ask you a question. The one time I got hammered on this one, it was like I felt like I was lit the room on fire. Red Pill Rising, right, is the this is terrible. You're not going to see that like that. Okay, Red Pill Rising, that doesn't help you at all. Anyway, the site redpillrising.org will show you a lot of these graphics that have my high school, my dad's name, my birthday, all inserted by the Wachowskis, right? That's all there, and it's described clearly. So you can go to that site, redpillrising.org. Also,
and do you think they were they inserted all your personal stuff? Do you think that's just to harass you and to be a-holes?
I love your question. Well posed. It is explained to me by the guy that told me. I would have never seen this thing that's in the split second. I would never would have seen it, right? But when the guy called me from in-house at Warner Brothers, wanted to be anonymous, he told me where to look and why it's there. And what he shared with me was this. The Wachowskis hate you. They don't understand your work, so they want to feel more clever than you. They want to have a higher moral ground on you, so they're going to slap the face of the actual writer by sticking his personal information in plain view so that you are less clever than them. Basically, that's the paraphrase of it. So it's a way to – because I'm never going to see it unless someone in-house tells me it's there. I'm never going to see that, right? And if somebody else sees it on my behalf, stupid. They don't know my birthday. It is stupid, but the Wachowskis are stupid. Go find online anybody, and Sarah, do this yourself sometime. Look at the interview with the Wachowskis when they're Larry and Andy still. I don't know what they're called now, but Larry and Andy after Bound. Look at the interview after Bound, right? And look how they talk. It's still online. Watch them talk. And I'm going to do an imitation for you, if I may, all right, my little acting part. I want to show you what they sound like and tell me if this isn't the catch of the day. They go like this. Yeah, we have a symbiotic relationship where we wanted to put women that look really pretty in the roles. I mean, please, that's who's claiming my work?
But even so, real genius artists kind of out there, people can be weird too. It can work.
Stupid weird.
I know. It's just, it drives you nuts.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay. So redpillrising.org.
Yeah.
And you'll have that updated as things go on. And what do you have planned?
The other question is, do you want the people jump on me or they go, yay? Or they go, oh my God, no. Like I just said Macbeth in the theater, which I don't fear that. My phone number. I offer it to people because I want to be one of those guys that's there to answer their questions. I try to take moments to answer questions. I want to be accessible to them because the whole point of the piece is that we're all equal. We're all valued, women and men. No one's above another, and that's the only way we're going to evolve. So I offer my phone number. I'm like, let's stop making this mystique that stars are somehow separated from us and live this glorious life. No, we're all trying to make it up the hill. We're all going to share our work so we can all evolve. So that's why I offer it, if you want it.
You can have it. It's just
all right, I'm gonna read it then.
Okay.
So the phone number. Oh, that's the small print. Chutes and ladders. Anyway, my phone number is 267.
Just say it.
I'm trying to. Okay. Because I don't have it memorized.
All
the time I keep my print. I actually.
You need your little reader glasses.
You do it because you trying to keep your mind clear for other creatives. So you sometimes forget which side of the road to drive on. Because your mind's always thinking outside the box. That's what happens to real writers. So anyway, here's another number. 267-895-0847. I'm going to double check that. One second. Sorry.
Just send it to me. I'll put it up on screen too.
That's good. So. I don't want to say it wrong. Somebody like Mother Mary's going to start getting contacted. 267-893-0847. 267-893-0847. And I have a personal challenge that I'm going to answer every call I get and give that person due process, due merit. So I'm vowing to do that. If I slip, flail me on the cross, but cool. Okay. There you go.
Well, thank you so much for your time and good luck in your endeavors. And again, like I said, I saw this this pattern, and I'm hoping people can take some time to learn this pattern so that we can beat these guys. The justice system needs to be fixed, period.
Oh my gosh, it does. It does. And this time we're actually going to get due process. We were totally railroaded right out. Like they say, you lost your case. I never even had a day in court yet, but we will now. We will now. So thank you for being your amazing, talented, beautiful, vibrant presence and bringing to light things that in an intellectual, critical thinking way that is godsends to us guys that are sitting here watching our stuff get ripped apart. So, yay.
Okay, well, thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.